B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's hit our morning thoughts and then back to the lines.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Well, I woke up with the whole Embiid for MVP thing. Thinking about him and that game last night going, because, Leo, when I first wake up, my mind usually goes toward the show. And I thought, wow, this is going to be a lot of fun. We'll get to talk about Embiid. But how do we get Embiid and start to really get the drum going, banging the drum for the MVP?
Yeah, it's a good question. Now, people are loving your tweet right now, which is great. Getting a lot of reaction to that, so. Good work out of you with the hashtag Embiid MVP. Love that. People were tweeting about it. It's good work out of you, cuz.
Yeah, well, I'm not the greatest social media guy. I'm trying.
Yeah, I know, but you're trying. You're helping out for the greater good here. The greater good.
Yes. What was yours? Your first thought?
Well, it was Embiid related as well. And I kind of, you know, we expected this for Embiid to really take off the last couple of years. I mean, the dude's a unicorn, or whatever you've been terming him the last couple of years. He's just absurd how good of a talent he is. But it made me think this morning. I was laying in bed, and I was like, who are the top five players that were must-watch the last 10 years here? There's not many.
Last 10 years?
Last 10 years, which would be 2011. So you had the Phillies run still.
So you still had Howard Utley.
So I had Halliday as one of them, because every time he pitched, you had a watch.
I agree.
I coupled Howard, Rollins, and Utley together. That was a package.
Okay, I would agree with that.
But now it's more recent, right? You got Embiid. Carter Hart's a must-watch.
Dude, I'll tell you something. I love watching LeSean McCoy run the football.
Yeah, and he was the last 10 years. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the dumbest thing Chip Kelly ever did was get rid of him because he was perfect for his offense.
Would you go Chip Kelly's offense was a must-watch?
Dude, it was the closest thing to a video game.
Yeah, exactly. And then I put Harper on there because you never know what he could do, but Harper's not at the level of Embiid.
No.
So think about that. I mean, Embiid, clear the top out of all those, right?
Yep.
Or is Halliday the closest one that kind of competes with that? Couldn't miss an outing.
In pure greatness, individual greatness, he would be number two. Pure individual greatness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer and yeah, I agree with that.
That was my first thought. Because there was that run of, 14 to 17 where there wasn't much.
So my second thought was, let me check the weather, what the temperature was. And it was 25 degrees.
Yeah, it's nice.
And my thought immediately went to, I freaking hate cold weather. And like this cold. 25 degrees, I hate.
Yeah, yesterday you and I were walking out the building.
I hate the morning. I hate the morning, and I hate the cold.
And it's normally coldest in the morning.
Right.
Right? So you're hating it double.
Yes.
We walked out the building yesterday, and we just got smacked in the face with gusts of wind. We're like, oh, God.
Icy.
And I like cold, but I hate the wind.
Yeah.
When it's the cold wind, I'm out. Because you can feel it in your bones.
The worst ever. And I could, and it stayed with me my entire life. I was a young reporter in Chicago.
Yeah.
I was walking from the old Chicago Stadium, which is on the west side of Chicago, and right down the street from where the United Center is. So I'm walking, and the media parking lot was a little bit of a walk, like probably about a couple blocks. And it was minus like 25 degrees, something ridiculous. I mean, it was one of those, for a week, you didn't get above zero.
Yeah.
And then you factor in the wind.
Oh, my God, I'm sure it was terrible.
Right? Like, it was bad. And all you can think of is, I hope my car's going to start, and oh, my God, I can't feel my face, and I can only feel, like, the nose running.
Yeah.
That would freeze, and you feel like your eyes are freezing.
Oh, my God, and it hurts. Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I mean, I toured Ithaca College, and I was like, I can't go here.
Nah.
It's just awful.
Yeah, terrible.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
MainStageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
So I woke up to a text today which started two separate thoughts based off the same kind of conversation. So Christy texts me and goes, hey, by the way, the first day movie theaters are back open, we're going to go see a movie. All right. Now it had me thinking. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big movie guy. You know that. I'd rather watch it on my couch. I don't really miss the theaters all that much. So I got to ask you.
I can't believe you said this because I had a conversation about this last night.
Really?
Yes. With our mutual friend, Joe.
Okay.
Right? Joe Marone, who's involved in our movie. And I woke up this morning thinking, I can't wait. That was the third thing. Can't wait to move. We can shoot this damn movie. And the movie's back to theaters.
Now, I'll go and see it. Of course.
Well, that's different, but you get my point.
I'll ask you.
Yeah, I want to go to the movies.
Okay, well, not that. I want to ask you, during the pandemic, a lot of things obviously we couldn't go to anymore. Is there something that you go, I never have to do that again? She texted me because I asked her, and she goes, she never has to go to a concert again. I'm a big I love concerts. But she says she doesn't have to go to one ever again. Like, she realized that during this pandemic.
Wow, that's a great call. Because I missed the movies. I missed bars.
Yeah, I have to go to a bar the first day.
I missed sporting events. Wow, I always hated stores anyway. Like, I don't like going shopping. So I hate stores.
So you're all right with the online shopping?
Right. I guess that's the only thing.
Stores? Okay.
Yeah, but I hated them before the pandemic.
Right. Now, the follow-up question, because we're doing this diet, so we're trying to be creative with what we eat, but we do the cheat day once a week, right? So she goes, next time we have a cheat day, I want to do a big bowl of cheesy pasta or something like that. Now, I said this, Ann, and you might think this is blasphemy, but you know me. I eat the 88-cent pasta, dollar jar of sauce. I could live without pasta the rest of my life. Is there a food that you eat? Because I eat pasta.
Right.
Like, you can't, don't give me like eggs, because obviously you don't eat eggs. But is there a food that you go, yeah, you know what? Like, I can't do that with pizza, right? That's my favorite food.
I could probably give up meat.
Really?
And I love a steak.
You would think you could go.
I love like a cutlet. But yeah, I think I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Like straight up vegetarian or just red meat?
No, just meat. Not veg. Yeah, maybe I could just do that. Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't be vegan because I like seafood. But
yeah, me too.
Listen, it would be hard. Like a cheesesteak,
God, yeah.
But like anything else, like I realized during the course of the week, I don't eat much meat.
Really?
Yeah.
See, she doesn't eat fish, so we have like a different either turkey or chicken. She doesn't eat red meat, though, but we do turkey or chicken almost every night.
And we only have, you know, a meat, like one. I do a seafood night, and then I do for the kids, and we do a protein.
Wow.
Like a, you know.
But see, I was not expecting that answer.
Yeah.
This is the beauty of Morning Thoughts.
We do the pizza on Friday nights.
Yeah.
I'd make pasta Wednesday and Sunday. You know. And then the Monday soup. No, that's chicken based. So I wouldn't be like,
Mr. total vegetarian, right? Where you got your nose up in the air.
I'm not doing that. But you asked me, could I do it? Yeah, and I love a steak. I love a cheesesteak. I love a big hearty steak.
Yeah,
but like, if you said you can only have steak once a year, all right. You know.
Wow. All right.
Although the cheesesteak would be tough.
Yeah.
That's probably once a month.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to back to Funk's Morning Thoughts. Always fun. You still have the song in your head?
Gotta get up early. Yep. It's either that or another song that's been stuck in my head for a damn month.
Yeah, baby, I got Smokey in your head. That's right. tomorrow, the Friday vibe.
Yes. Yes. Looking forward to that.
Yes, today I had the two songs playing. It was Bad Luck, which you probably don't know, versus I'll Always Love My Mama.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, yeah. They chose I'll Always Love My Mama.
Oh, of course. It's catchy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.